Keke Palmer celebrated her Dirty 30 with Darius Jackson and a whole lot of cake.
Ooh, and our girl Tamar is queen of the Billboard, and not just Billboard charts.
Hello.
We'll get that scoop straight from the source.
Plus, what reality stars were arrested here in Atlanta? I just can't wait, honey, to hear this.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Okay, y'all. Now, honey, you know Tyrese, honey, is always crying about something. Y'all, we all know that, honey. But, y'all, this time, baby, he might actually have a good point.
Well, that's right, Gary. So, Tyrese just dropped a new song called Love Transaction, and it seems to be directed at his ex-wife, Samantha. Y'all, that is so shady boots. So, he's complaining about the amount of monthly child support he's supposed to pay for their daughter, Soraya, who's almost 5 years old, and questioning who is it really for. Check this out.
20,000 instant child support. We both know just who that money's for.
I'm sick of him. Every damn month we talk about Tyrese.
Every month.
Child support.
But $20,000 in Atlanta goes very far. Like, you could probably do a lot with $5,000 a month.
Maybe he should have thought about it before he married about it. Now he's crying about it.
It's based on how much he's making, how much they know he's making.
Yeah.
That don't count what he might be hiding
exactly.
or what he makes on the side or under the table.
Exactly.
It's by what he makes.
So does he think he's just buying her food and clothes? Like, it's not that. It's her living expenses and how she's getting around.
Right. Not just her nanny. But didn't you just buy a car for the girl
But Gary pointed out it was the cheaper version.
It wasn't the Range Rover, it was the Defender. Okay, but still, you out here buying cars and poodles for your new girl.
So why you
complain about spending money on your actual daughter?
He might have got that truck for free. He does the Fast and Furious movies. He could have probably got that, you know, off the lot.
Range Rover ain't had nothing to do with that, honey. No, he buying Range
Rover. But my question is, do people want to hear this in a song?
Yeah, people don't want to hear rich people problems in songs. I'm sorry, they want people things that they can relate to.
All right, y'all, from a broken up couple to one who might not be. So, the other day, it was reported that Keke Palmer's man, Darius Jackson, had moved on from her. But wait.
Please.
Looks like that was all fake news. Keke celebrated her 30th birthday on Saturday. And by the looks of this video on his IG story and his Instagram Live, by the way, Darius took her out to celebrate. And there's more.
Uh-oh.
She also marked the occasion by dropping some thirst-trappy pics. And she said, hashtag Dirty 30. Being grateful is the key. So showing gratitude is always the move. I'm bringing in 30 by being me and being better. And the internet was able to clock the date. January 21st, 1993, tatted under one of her cakes. And it seemed to be that that date is Darius's birthday, child.
That's messed up.
What is messed up?
Because, like, you know, anytime you tattoo somebody's information, name, even sometimes face on your body, like, it's countdown to the relationship to dissolve.
No, not really. That might mean to her it's going to last forever because she tatted his name on her. I haven't seen anybody else's name on her. And I think this is so epic because it's letting people know it don't matter what he say. He complained about her being a mother when she had on So Less at the Usher concert.
Yeah.
Now she's like this with 30 wrote on her ass cheeks.
But guess
Hello?
What, though, Brad?
She don't care what he say. She going to do what she want to do because it's her life and it's her body.
He ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere.
But then he ate cake then, huh?
My thing is, this whole situation is the prime example of why I need to mind my business. When it come to couples, I'm going to mind my business.
Why?
Because this was all like, come on now, they probably never broke up.
Everybody needs to mind their business when it comes to somebody else's business.
But when you put your business on the street, it's our business now.
That's true, too.
On social media.
I think he was really upset, though.
When he
posted, you're a mother.
Yeah.
He's light-skinned enough to look that upset. You know what I'm saying? He definitely was bringing light-skinned energy to the situation.
Well, child, moving on, honey, Miss Tamar. So, honey, we see the man of God, honey, and your fiance JR had a birthday last week, and you wanted the world to know that the love is real.
Yes.
So, Tamar, what you do? You gave him an extravagant birthday shout out, honey, in the middle of New York City with a billboard. Let's take a look.
Yes.
It was also his law group, too. Like, okay. What everybody doesn't know is that his law group is, like, going nationwide now. So I did it in, like, the cities that's on his list. So his first city is D.C., and that'll be open, like, October. Right. And then the next one is New York. So all the cities that he wanted on his list, I got billboards for.
Oh, that's so thoughtful.
Did you take the dish check and pay for it?
Nope, not this check.
That's something my wife would do. That was gangster. Yeah.
So how surprised was he when he saw the billboard pop up?
He was speechless.
Wait, how did you surprise him first?
They sent me a video from the cities, and I was like, this is one of your birthday gifts, and I just...
You ain't take them, you couldn't take them.
We was on vacation.
Oh, that's so he didn't get to go.
Yeah, okay. I saw it played all week.
It's so huge. I would want to be like, oh my God, standing in front of it. That's so dope, though.
That's so dope, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations, JR. Yeah. Happy belated
birthday.
So you
running for the Fiancé of the Year award?
No, but if you get hit by a truck or a car, you better call JR.
All right, baby.
Uh-oh, she gonna be like, after you get hit JR. Hey. Like Bethune. Well, y'all, Donald Trump was not the only one with a mugshot last week. Lord have mercy. Love & Hip Hop's Erica Mena, Bambi Richardson, and Zale Swag were posing for one, too, okay? So, word on the Atlanta streets, Erica got into a scuffle with one of the security guards at a lounge Friday night, and things went all the way left. And get this, there is footage of the wild brawl. And we all saw.
Oh, Lord.
According to reports, police were called to the scene and tried to calm things down, but things quickly escalated with the reality stars, who allegedly became physically aggressive towards the police. All three got locked up and won't let me out and booked on a slew of charges ranging from obstruction of law enforcement to battery on a police officer. Lord have mercy, that is too much.
Y'all.
I heard that Erica was super duper drunk and she got into it with the security guards. That's when Saucy Santana came on and gave us this tea.
Did you read
Zale's boyfriend.
I don't know, but I am Santana. I'm running.
I'm out of here.
After watching him run off there, we're not going to call him Saucy Santana. He's now Speedy Santana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My Birkin is booked out the building.
He was not with it. He said, Zale, no, he's not with it, so he got the hell on.
Yes.
Period.
And whatever happened. And she said, Zale cannot have any more food.
Oh, yeah. We'll say, you know, Erica looks the most remorseful out of everybody in there.
Because
you can tell she's sober at this point. It's like, I did what? Well, switching gears, we are sad to report the legendary Price is Right host Bob Barker has passed away at the age of 99 of natural causes. Kids today will never know the joy of being sick home from school, watching The Price is Right, as a whole bunch of female contestants jump up and down with them things looking real buoyant, running down there and kissing Bob Barker on the cheek.
Yes, you'll never forget, come on down. Yeah.
A lot of people are saying he's gone too soon, but...
He's 99!
He's 99.
He had a great long life.
Yeah,
people don't make it to
99. At 99, you don't die. You just transition.
Like Yoda in Return of the Jedi. You just disappear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At 99, you've lived a full life, honey.
I don't even think they do an autopsy.
Okay, but who up here wanted to be on The Price is Right?
We all did. Yeah. I never saw The Price is Right, but I mean, I've seen, like, videos of it and stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'm more like from, like, what's it called? Jeopardy, like that.
Y'all generation so lost, Lord. Y'all never know what it's like to open a Big Mac in a styrofoam container.
No,
y'all miss
all the
lifelong amazing things.
But come on now. Now I know, like, you know, the older days of Big Mac.
Do you remember the old Family Feud?
No.
Oh, man, with Richard Dawson.
No, kissed everybody. That was, okay.
That's how Mono started. Yeah. We at Dish Nation want to send our prayers and condolences to Bob Barker's family and fans. May his legacy never be forgotten. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. And we're back. Well, I'm not sure what the hellraiser is going on here, but Miguel had fans gagging this past weekend, y'all. So a video from Miguel's listening event at Sony Studios for his upcoming album, Viscera, went viral. Now, after he was filmed suspended high up in the air by hooks, you heard me right, hooks inserted in his back for 4 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Now, it's just something you gotta see to believe, y'all. Look at this mess.
That's foolery. Oh, that hurt. That hurt. Lord Jesus, release him.
Yo.
Brad, we've been doing this a long time. Was this necessary?
See, I blame Pink and Chris
Angel.
So
unnecessary. So unnecessary. Yeah. First of all, it hurts. It looks disgusting because it hurts.
Mm-hmm. And it gives.
Black people, well, it gives Miguel, roots. We don't do this.
Yeah, we don't say. Do that.
It gives roots.
Well, everything is about updoing people. You know, Pink has been doing her thing on the trampolines, flying around stadiums for years now.
But not by her skin.
It's always about one-upping the next person. I bet you most R&B people won't do this. Instead, Miguel.
I bet you you're right.
So y'all telling me I would never do this?
I would never do this. I would never. I want people to talk about my music, not for shenanigans.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've seen too many, images of black people dangling. Yeah. I don't need to be seeing this.
I'll pass. Well, the internet has been playing too much when it comes to my Uncle Steve Harvey.
Your Uncle Steve.
Yeah, so last week, one of Steve's now former employees posted a mean tweet to his Twitter page that said, "A comedian you don't find funny at all." Y'all remember that tweet? I remember that tweet.
Yeah.
It took the blood of the lamb to have me not tweet back, okay? Well, the tweet got well over 1 million views before Steve even noticed it. Ooh. But baby, when a man of God got wind of that unauthorized post, my uncle got on Twitter and let the fans know that this right here don't make no sense at all. Look at this.
Somebody works for me on my Twitter. Put a statement out that was totally negative. I got to take responsibility for it because they work for me. But the engagement was talking about name a comedian you don't think is funny. Why would I do something like that? I'm so pissed off right now, man. Talking about I was trying to get some engagement. Okay. Be trying to get some employment too. My bad, y'all. Now I got to come on here and do something, doing a damn selfie. So here it is. I'm sorry, man. My bad, y'all. Won't happen again, though.
Your man was really sincere, though. Like, he really felt bad about that post.
I'm gonna tell you what irritated him more than the tweet is him interrupting his vacation to get on here to address something so ridiculous.
His camping walk or whatever he was doing.
Oh, my God.
To hit us with that animated selfie.
But it would have been nice if he would have named a comedian that's not funny.
I was in the comments. I would see a lot of names.
Oh,
the comments were really like, okay.
It was a key, honey.
All right, SK, you might have something to help Uncle Steve find a new member of his team. Tell us all about it.
Here's a fun fact that might shock you. The average cost when an employer hires someone is $4,700 per hire. Now, if you're an employer looking to hire, you might want to make sure you get it done right.
So, what's the most effective way to find the best people for your roles? It's ZipRecruiter, honey. See for yourself.
Right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation and experience the value ZipRecruiter brings to hiring.
Yeah, ZipRecruiter finds you more qualified candidates faster.
Yep, and it's so easy that even Gary could do it. Once you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology works quickly to identify people whose skills and experience match it. ZipRecruiter sends you a list of available great matches for your job so you can review the top ones.
Oh, honey, I wonder who matches with me.
It's not a dating app, bro.
Oh.
It's not how it works.
Oh, well, tell the people where to go.
It's simple, man. ZipRecruiter helps you get hiring right. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free before you commit. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, y'all, coming up next, seems the internet can't stop playing with my Uncle Steve Harvey, and this time, they're coming for his wife, Marjorie. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! Well, if you haven't heard by now, there was a rumor going around over the weekend that Marjorie Harvey filed for divorce from Steve Harvey. Ooh, the people were saying that Marjorie allegedly slept with her bodyguard and was asking for $400 million in the divorce settlement. Wow. Well, thank God all of this was just a rumor because Uncle Steve had to set the record straight. You know he did. Take a look.
Just let me say, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I think it's really stupid for anybody who knows Marjorie's track record. You really think she would risk losing the man whose last name she put on her daughter, who's not even his real daughter, for a bodyguard? That's stupid.
Harvey, I don't even think it's that for me, Jess. I think it's the fact that they really are in love with each other and they're obsessed with each other.
People just gotta say something about Steve because he's so larger than life doing his thing. So they just want to create stuff. Like, ain't nothing wrong with the people, y'all. Leave them alone.
Period.
Like they said, just wait 3 more months and then you'll know.
What?
It is true, because people usually will be quick to say that nothing's wrong, and then, like 90 days later, it's like, you know, that happened with J-Lo and the other dude. You know what I mean?
We're not wishing that on nobody.
No.
But, yeah, but the story, just to me, the story is so unbelievable. Like, this would be more believable if it was she slept with Bob Barker. I believe that.
You must have never met Big Boom. He's a really, like, engaging guy. He's really cool. Like, moving on. Kim K's bestie, Jonathan Cheban, a.k.a. Foo God, is probably going to avoid barbecues for a while because he's suing a Korean barbecue sauce company and a bottle manufacturer for $20 million.
What?
Please.
Foo God alleges that back in 2020, he suffered nerve damage and pain after he bought the sauce, put it in his refrigerator, and took it out a few hours later, and it exploded, causing a large gash in his hand and cuts that were close to major arteries. Now, Jonathan at the time claims to have had more than 40 endorsements, and he couldn't promote them due to his injuries.
Wow.
Now, he now says the incident has affected his livelihood, doing to not be able to use his hand and make social media posts and whatnot. He's going through, y'all.
Well, don't he got another hand? Don't you get two hands?
You get two right-handed, you can't do things with your left hand.
But if you're a food model, you need both hands.
And you just need one hand and a really fast-moving thumb.
If you really want to keep making your money, you figure out how to use your other hand if this one is messed up. Oh, you wear a cute glove.
Yeah, but what about his pain and suffering?
I mean, okay, if he can prove that this bottle exploded, he must have a video of it in a camera in his house of it just exploding, because that hand could have got cut anywhere.
Even with her.
So no, go open up the refrigerator like, this is the culprit.
The power in his fridge probably went out, the pressure and everything in there probably got depressurized, and it exploded because it got too warm in the fridge. Yeah. Pay your bills, bro.
But who's his attorney? Because ain't Kim an attorney? Is she going to be representing this case?
She only gets black people off.
Oh, yeah, okay. She only gets black people out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
she can't take this case out of jail.
Black men.
Oh.
No, she got a woman. The first one was a woman.
If he was black, she would represent him.
I think you got to be behind bars.
Okay.
Anyway, coming up, y'all, Cry Beers with Honey Wants out again. Honey, that story when we come right back.
Again?
Oh, again, honey. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Okay, y'all, it seems like Kim Zolciak and Corey Bierman were patching up their marriage, but apparently the reconciliation didn't last too long, y'all, because Corey has filed for divorce again.
Oh,
reportedly, they had some nasty fight that led up to Corey filing for divorce again on Thursday, and it was mostly about money. The source even said this: they've gotten ridiculously petty over who hasn't paid bills. They're counting down to pennies. Ooh. Here's what I think. I think this is a scheme that Todd set up for them to make their way back to Real Housewives of Atlanta. I really do.
You're
right
truly
now.
Making Todd Tucker the Lex Luthor of the Real Housewives. Like, he is the mastermind.
What's that got to do with Kim and Croy?
No, it's the same.
It's a scheme
that Todd set up to come to us with the bull.
I think they're going to end up back together.
What's
and
with
on
the daughter?
Top.
Something about the daughter ran up her credit card. And they said that was Kim that ran up the credit card.
Everybody in that house don't know how to count coins. That's the problem. Y'all need to get an accountant, okay?
Or learn how to do credit card fraud. I'd be like, I didn't make those charges. What was it, me?
They're going
to
join Chrisley ass. They're going to join Chrisley and his wife.
Gary, would you buy one of Croy Speedos?
For my friend, yeah.
What friend?
Himself.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.